gon' get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
Gon' get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do. You don't get them girls loose.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Attention all high school juniors and seniors looking to play football at the collegiate level. Register for the Cleveland Browns High School Showcase taking place on Sunday, March 9th. Over 50 college coaches have been invited. Space is limited. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to register. I also want to give a public safety warning for any of you who do happen to head down to the Bahamas and go to the Atlantis.
Please.
The lazy river ain't so lazy. There are at least 8 to 10 of us who are there that got... I'm going to have 4 scars on my body. My buddy Scotty, he's bruised up. People left this lazy river bloody. And it's an awesome lazy river. It just got a couple of rapids that if you get knocked out in the rapids, which is possible, there's some big boulders that I went into full speed, hip first. It was pretty brutal. And then there's a great wave part of it, too. It's a lot of fun, but let me just tell you, the seas are angry down there, so be careful
the lazy river. When you bounced around and got those injuries, you said, I did this once, I'm not going to do it again.
Oh, no.
Of course not.
Kept going right around. Okay.
So that's on you. That's not on the river.
I didn't get hurt again. It was only one time. And I don't want to cast blame, Mark Monaco, as to why I fell off of my tube. But, yeah, I was knocked off.
One of your compatriots?
Yeah, one of my compatriots sent me up the wall, and I fell back in. And I thought, you know, all right, I'll just stand up. It's going to be fine. The next thing I know, this is the current has me. And I go... boom! Right into a boulder, hip first, shin first. It was great.
All right, now I got to ask you a serious question. Are you done with these Caribbean vacations so that you and I can sit here and talk football and me not feel jealous and hateful of you when you're away in the sun and I'm sitting in here just working?
For this year, yeah. But I got to get back there. I mean, the play we had, it was an all-time. It was my wife and I said it was one of our top 5 trips of all time. Without
you're
question.
What the kids call a baller. That's right.
Listen, the Miz made this happen. He decided to get married there and then. It was great.
Yeah. Well,
I appreciate
awesome.
It. It was a good decision.
I have a feeling you just go even if you didn't have that convenient excuse. I think that made it nicer.
I think I would have couched it around a weekend and not the combine weekend if I had let it to my own devices.
That's how you wrote. Weren't you supposed to read a commercial thing here?
I did.
Did you?
Thanks
say
for
it?
Listening to me. Appreciate it.
I got lost in all your Bahama.
I said
tales.
It before we even talked about the Bahamas. I talked about the high school juniors and seniors looking to play football at the collegiate level. I let them know they could register
for
the
high school juniors
showcase.
Yeah, at the Bahamas.
Taking place Sunday, March 9th. Space is limited.
We're going to
clevelandbrowns.com for more details.
We're going to get into what? Oh, our top 5 takeaways from the combine. That's
going to do
come
that. Come up. Yeah, start of hour number 2. We'll do that.
And
sure.
We'll break down our thoughts and share with folks what we think are some of the bigger storylines. Remember, this thing is continuing through tomorrow, so workouts will be continuing with the defensive backs. The Browns still have a contingent there. What's kind of neat, Chad Bogart, who heads up the video department here, we work with him well because he supplies a lot of stuff for us that we look at on our iPads when we're reviewing tape. He is the, and has for a while, hit the Browns take care of the video supply for all the teams. They're in charge of the taping of the workouts, which is kind of cool. I mean, every team lends, because it's called a combine. So by definition, teams contribute personnel to the cause, and it's shared. It's shared information. It's shared shared resources, etc. So I think it's nice that the Browns had a very strong presence in that way, and Chad and his hardworking crew setting up all the cameras in Lucas Oil Stadium. And then they also videotape the interviews that the teams have with the players. You sit down, when they sit down for those 15 minutes, those are taped and reviewed and kind of graded in their own way. All right, we got a lot more coming up. We are going to get into those top 5 combine takeaways. Still want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Growl and bark at us from the pound please with your
That's
thoughts.
Right.
And tweet us at Browns_daily. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. You know where we're talking with you from.
Not the Bahamas. I can assure you it does not look anything like the Bahamas out there. That I can
really
promise
doesn't,
you.
Does it?
No, not even a little bit. It's